Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today. And when I say us, by the way, you can watch this on YouTube if you want to. Dr. John Townsend is in the house along with Dr. Sherry Keffer. It just doesn't get much better than that. So if you have a question for either of these wonderful, beautiful people that I love and have come to appreciate greatly, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Hello to you, Sherry, and great to be with you again. And John Townsend, Dr. Townsend, so great. Anytime we get to do this, I absolutely love it.
It's great to be here. You know, Sherry's doctor, too.
I did say that. I did say Dr. Keffer, didn't I?
It didn't matter. It's comfortable. Sherry, John, Steve.
She's very secure. Yeah. Very secure.
Well, it's a doctor-doctor program. And, John, I want to start by talking about the Institute. You got a graduation coming up. I'm going. I know people that you have been through the Institute. They've graduated. They're doing great things. Just tell us what you want us to know about the Townsend Institute.
Yeah, we've been around long enough now, Steve, around 5 years, that now we have field research about what kind of jobs people are getting, either in counseling or leading organizations or coaching. And it's just kind of been really gratifying in a way. The bosses are calling saying, your person's at the top of our chain, even compared with residential schools. You know, we're totally online. We're totally virtual. But even people who've been to residential schools, they're coming out. They're talented. They understand growth. They're good relationally and have good culture. So that's kind of what we're doing now. And our next joining up is going to be in August, in a couple weeks. And if a person wants to be, they're kind of, they're 2.0, they're 3.0. Gosh, it's time to get that career and passion in either leadership or counseling or coaching. Sign up with us and just go to the website. We're putting out tons of students.
I have personally had two people go through your program. One is now basically leading an organization and very integrated in her approach to counseling. And the other is a therapist. And these are people that went through their own pain. Mm-hmm. But because they were trying to find a program that integrated God's Word as well as the truths and mm-hmm. neuroscience and all of that, the trauma stuff. You guys do it all. And so if you're thinking about going back to school, I can personally attest to huge changes, and I'm proud of them. I'm proud of both of them. They're doing great things.
Thanks, Sherry.
And the people I know are just incredible folks that are excited about the future, albeit graduation. You know, the main thing, you call it your model, I call it your angle. You have an angle on theology and counseling that nobody is going to get at any other place. And that's the beauty of the Townsend Institute. And, you know, what book would you suggest, if somebody read this, they'd kind of get it, that's the only place you're going to find this?
It would be People Fuel. I wrote that in mind with when I wrote People Fuel, like that God uses people to grow us, to make us better, to transform us, and all that. Yeah. And if you like the books, you know, that we're teaching the books at the Institute.
A lot of people don't have any fuel. They're out of fuel because they're in
the red
conflictual relationship, or they're isolated. So,
and some people are spewing fuel at other people.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case in your marriage, we've got the Intimacy in Marriage Institute. It's this weekend. It's not the Townsend Institute, but it's the Marriage Institute.
Turn that pain marriage into a gain marriage.
There you go. And you know, if you're just settling, you don't know what you're missing. There's a lot of conflict. Your kids may not listen to you, but they sure are watching everything. There are a lot of people depending on you to get that marriage right, and we can help you. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and glad you are with us. By the way, I have a tip sheet, and it comes from John's book, Who's Pushing Your Buttons? It's 6 steps for dealing with your button pusher. And for instance, there's a whole thing on hearing them out. Boy, you know, if you don't hear them out, then they've got all that stuff that's in. But this is just a great...
It stays in.
Yeah, and then you feel it in every other way. But anyway, if you want this, it's free. You can get it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and I think it'll be a great benefit. But let's go to the phones, 1-800-229-3000, and we're going to go to Thomas. He listens on WAVA from Waldorf, Maryland. Hi, Thomas. How are you today?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I have a paper here. I was just going to read it. So I'm 32, living with my father and stepmother. I plan to go to college in the fall. I pay a little rent. I am on disability for schizoaffective disorder and bipolar. Mm-hmm. I have two questions. Right.
Okay.
But right now it seems we are tolerating each other in my household. With my stepmother, it's we don't talk. There's a lot of tension generally, and what gets me irritated is when I'm talking about God to my father, and she'll speak up from the other room and say, "Don't talk about God." Mm. In the past, when I tried to talk to her about this problem, she would say there's nothing to talk about. I have a lot of books I want to read, and I'm having trouble focusing and reading them. I was wondering, is reading how I will get my healing, and do I have ADD? And my other question was, how do I honor my father and stepmother as I live with them, and just wondering about the emotional freedom class, if that would be a good place. And thank you.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you wrote all that down. I want to start with the how does he honor father and stepmother that have problems? How does, and it's just rough for him there. How does he honor them? You have any thoughts on that, Sherry?
Well, first off, let me just say this. Thomas, I love your heart. Do you know what you're doing right now? You are honoring them by calling us in front of a whole bunch of people and asking the question about how I can have a better relationship with them. And in particularly, when your stepmom, I think she has a hard time feeling. I think she's afraid of her feelings because you're asking her a couple of basic questions, right? There's a problem. People who aren't afraid to feel will basically somehow enter into some kind of a conversation, but she wants to shut it down. She's shutting down her feelings about God.
Mm-hmm.
She's shutting down her feelings about problems. But you know what happens to us? When somebody is doing what she's doing, somehow we think it's something that's wrong with us.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's something that she is really having a hard time dealing with. Do you know anything about your stepmom? Do you know one piece of information about her past which might shed some light to that dilemma?
Infidelity, I guess. Her husband cheated on her, and I think that's what her other husband cheated on her.
All right.
I think she's going through that.
Yeah. So the fact
she's handled that.
Yeah, the fact that you know that, for one, good for you. But sometimes we try to change somebody who isn't doing the work. They're not wanting to change. And then again, we personalize it. But I just want to, I respect you. I honor you for wanting to know how to have a better relationship. And I think the first step would be depersonalize, which means sometimes when I'm talking about depersonalization, I say put a glass globe around you. And you can still see the people in the room. You can still observe what's going on. You're not cutting off. You're not running away. You're not avoiding them. You're just realizing that you're inside your jar. And yeah, it's going to bother you when they're dealing with their stuff that they're not dealing with. But you, it's not about you. It's about what's happening in their world that you can't control. John, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, John, what are you thinking?
I was kind of thinking about the Bible when I was listening to you. You've got a lot of challenges in your life, man. We want to help you launch because I can tell you're motivated. But in terms of this whole thing with her, I thought about John 1:14. It's in your Bible, and it says that Jesus came through full of grace and truth. And we always want to tell people the truth because we want to tell them about God and Jesus and help them to become Christians and grow. But it says he came through a grace and truth, and that word came first. And Thomas, grace means entering their world, like Sherry's talking about. Grace means they know that we care and we're interested, and then we do the truth once they feel like they're connected. So if I were you, and I know that she triggers on the God, I would just be interested in her, ask her what she's cooking, what she loves, does she like, you know, sports or whatever. I would enter your stepmother's world and be kind to her, and that is a way of honoring.
Yeah. Now, I give this answer all the time when people ask, how do I honor these dishonorable people? But here it is. You honor them by becoming something that they could not help you become. Oh. Your life...
That's big.
Can
That's
be
huge.
The greatest honor ever, because we don't want to honor dishonorable things. If I've got an alcoholic father, I want to see if there's anything that I might do that could get him help. So you just do what you're doing. I mean, you're listening to us, you're getting therapy, medication. Be sure you've got a great therapist. Be sure you've got the right psychiatrist to give the right medication. If it's not working for you, ask them, let's explore something else. Let's try to find something that's right for me that might not be right for other people. But I'm really glad you called. And Thomas, I'm going to send you a copy of Every Man's Bible. It's the best-selling men's study Bible. I think you're going to love this. A lot of women say, my husband never, ever read the Bible until he got this one. So I'll send that to you. Anybody else, you can order one from New Life, newlife.com, or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Really glad you called, Thomas. God bless you. Like Sherry says, we appreciate your heart and your spirit. Let's go to Christian, Vacaville, California, and he listens online. Hi, Christian. How are you? Christine it is. Not Christian. Christine. Hi, Christine. Tell you.
Christine, yes, I'm
yes.
here.
I have a little weird little tiny call screen thing, and I mess it up all the time. Like Kristen, and then there was an E on the next line. Christine, hi. How can we help today? What's going on?
Well, Steve, I would like to tell you the impact that Every Man's Battle and Transforming Grief had in my life.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
My husband attended the Every Man's Battle last July in Fort Worth, I believe.
Yes, okay.
It was last July. While there, he purchased several books, and he's a man that never purchased any books, never, when he'd go to conferences. He purchased like four.
Wow.
And one of them was that 7-Minute Couples Bible.
7-Minute Marriage Solution Bible. It is, oh my goodness, it's one of my favorites.
That one.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he came back this changed man. And we began to use that study Bible together regularly each day. And he's someone, he had a stroke, mm-hmm. and so he had a very hard time, like, speaking out loud, praying out loud. He was intimidated. And but each time we would read, we would take turns reading a passage, reading the scripture, praying, and each little prayer, it was the springboard for both of us praying more. And I just saw how it transformed our marriage just amazingly, and how it transformed his relationship with the Lord. It was incredible. And then November, he died.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so sorry.
A massive heart attack.
Wow.
And those last 4 months were the best in our 26 years of marriage.
Wow. Praise the Lord for that.
The best that we had. And so I had this study Bible, couples, and I didn't want to just give it to Goodwill, and so I started to pray about what to do. But before this, while he was on life support, and the day that they were going to pull life support, I took that Bible with me and opened it to the next day that we were going to read, and I did it. And so I read the scripture, I read the devotional, and prayed the prayer, and said my final goodbye.
Wow.
And then I just prayed, Lord, show me what to do with this Bible, because it's meant for couples. And there was a young couple in my church that were having marriage difficulties, and the husband wasn't saved. And talking to the woman, I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to give this Bible to her. So I gave it to her. And then a couple months later, I checked in with her to see, well, how are they doing with the devotions?
Right.
And she said not only was her husband receptive to that study Bible, he accepted Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Through that.
Amazing.
And so I knew I had made the right decision.
Yeah.
So that Bible is living on with another couple that they're just still thriving after all this time.
So good.
And so I had called Jeff to tell them that Alan died, and Jeff talked to me and asked how I was doing. Well, I was falling apart, and so he suggested and prompted me to attend the Transforming Grief Workshop. So I attended that one in the spring, I think like maybe May.
Yeah.
And during that workshop, you encouraged us attendees several times to use the suffering. I don't remember your exact words, but use the suffering that we're going through as a means to move forward and pray what God would do to transform our lives through the experience of loss, something like that.
Right.
I hope I got that right.
Yeah.
So I began to pray, and even in the breakout workshops, the leader in my breakout workshop said the same thing. She kept encouraging us, you know, don't get stuck. Too many people get stuck. And so I just prayed, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? So I wrote a book.
Wow. There you go.
I wrote a book for new widows.
Wow.
Well, you have to send that book to us. I've got to go to this break. I'm going to send you another Bible. It won Bible of the Year when it came out. It's the Spiritual Renewal Bible. It's just for you. got a few copies around here, but I'm going to get that to you. Hey, I hope that this encourages some other woman to encourage the man that needs it to go to every man's battle. Thank you. Thank you, Christine. God bless you. 1-800-229-3000.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, Dr. Townsend is in the house along with Dr. Sherry Keffer. We're going to be here for another hour and a half, and if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. Some of you know somebody who needs a little bit of direction, and you could call them and say, why don't you call these guys? Because I'm going to tell you, it's free, and we give you your money's worth. You don't have to pay anything to get advice from two PhD folks that have helped thousands of people. So 1-800-229-3000. Yes, Sherry.
Can I share one more gift for Christine? So during the break, I just went and looked at what her name means. Christine, do you know what your name means? I know you're listening right now. It means follower of Christ and anointed. And I think about you, and in the most difficult times of your life, going through betrayal, going through a stroke with somebody, and then the death, the loss of your husband, and then trying to figure out what to do with his book, I couldn't help but see you like back in biblical times. Like, I'm like, she's a follower of Jesus. And then I looked, and that's what your name means. So go, girl. You take that book out to the street. You love on widows and help them to figure out how they can have a do-over in their life, and they don't have to just stop at these painful, devastating moments.
Right. Well, that's why I want to see this book, because, you know, a lot of intellectual people write books and they're helpful, but to get a story from someone as articulate as she is, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and articulate and anointed. I love it. You go, girl.
1-800-229-3000. And how about we talk with Julie, Buffalo, New York, and she listens on the New Life app, which anybody can do. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing all right. Good. How could we help you?
Excellent. So my daughter is very young, 18. She just turned 18 last week and graduated high school and was all prepared to go off to the state school, and just told her dad and I yesterday that she is not interested in doing that. And so my question is, there's more background, but my question is, what is the best thing for us to do to help her move through this next transition in her life?
Great question. Glad you called.
Dr. Townsend in the house.
Yeah, let's start with you,
John. There could be a better day for you to call in, Julie.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Julie, anytime somebody has this sort of abrupt dilemma, like, oh my gosh, we had a plan, the number one question, and I hope you've already done this, you've got to go to the why. Before you put a plan together on what she needs, you got to go to the why. Do you know the why?
Yes. So over the last 6 months or so, my daughter, who was always very self-driven and self-directed, is an honors student, president of the school club, works two part-time jobs, she just kind of imploded and would just lay on the floor crying and said, Mom, something just happened in my brain and it makes me so, so sad. So over these last 6 months, she has been in therapy twice a week. She went to an intensive outpatient treatment center for a few weeks. She's on a variety of medicines. And she says, Mom, I'm finally starting to feel better. I don't want to go to school when I'm dreading it, versus give me some more time for me to feel better, more like myself, and then I'll look forward to going to college.
Okay, great why, and I applaud you of being serious about getting her the right kind of help. This sounds good, but it also tells us that it's not just kind of a minor situation. Your daughter has really struggled. I want us to keep that in mind, Julie. Have you talked to any of the professionals in her life that know her at a clinical level that would say, yeah, give her a gap here, or are you getting any information at all?
Yes. So her father spoke with the therapist yesterday, and she said that Lauren right now is still at a very fragile stage, and we should not push her to do more than one thing.
Yeah.
So we both would like her to go to college, even if it's the local college, for a year. And so at this point, that's kind of the plan, is that, okay, you're continuing to feel better. We still want you to move ahead. I just don't want to have a failure to launch child.
So is that, now I'm interested in that because I wanted to make sure I had your perspective here. The reason you're calling us, you've gotten good counsel, you've gotten good help, you've heard from her, but you're calling us because you want to make sure that you don't like regress her so that she doesn't launch. So that's the question you really want to
ask. Absolutely.
Okay. Ready? I got the answer. Ready to go? Here we go. Okay. Ready? Give her the year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give her the year.
Okay.
Here's how it looks. Look, you know, parents have to live the long game, Julie. The long game is autonomy. Basically, when the Bible says leave and cleave, it's autonomy, being financially, spiritually, and emotionally independent of us.
Right.
And if you spend a year and she's ready by December and you go another 6 months, you haven't lost anything because you're building the next 40 years of her life. I would err on the side, since she's an achiever anyway, she's not a slacker, she's uber achieving, you know, you don't have to worry about her character there. She's a worker, she's a doer. So give her that whole year and until she says, my shrinks and I are just ready to go. And you want her to be like reining at the bit, like, here I want to go. Give her the time.
Okay.
I totally agree. Right. I think honoring her condition, honoring her desires, probably frees her up to get well versus the distraction of pressure. And you know, just it's like kind of like a boat. When you stop a boat, it still goes for a little distance. So she needs that distance of a year while she's really getting better. I am so grateful that you called, because we just want to help you and we want to help her. And I'm going to send you a couple of books, but let me think about what would be best for you. We'll be back right after this.
I was really living a very anxiety filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Here's how you can talk with us. 1-800-229-3000. And I'm going to send the book Raising Great Kids. And I think that's going to give you some concepts, even though she's 18, give you some great concepts to communicate, kind of a really great structure upon which to build the supportive but not enabling parenting.
That very Sherry, last year. And Sherry's got a great story.
Yeah. Sherry?
Well, you know, Julie, I am a bonus mom for Coleman, who is my stepson, who I love. And I want to let you know, I got into his life. He was 15 when I did. But what happened is, when he graduated high school, he was much like your daughter. He was in student body. He was in theater. He was taking AP classes. He was very popular. He was leading worship at church. And he just stopped. What happened is, I think he was just charging ahead. And so his parents talked about it. They were also concerned, but they gave him a gap year because they listened. I think it was burnout. I think some of our kids that are really high achievers, she's got two jobs. I'm thinking, oh my goodness. He took a gap year, and just this last weekend, he got married, went to his graduation. He graduated from Point Loma Nazarene. Yay, Coleman. And so just know you're in one piece of the story, kind of like you were saying, John, but the long game is she's going to make it, and you're going to be able to celebrate her schooling and marriage and all those other things. It's just, it kind of frightens us when that happens. And so good for you for saying yes to John. You're so teachable. I was like...
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. Julie is like, instead of going, well, yeah, but what about this and this and this? You went, okay, check. And we went, gosh, that was healthy.
Yeah, she's so teachable. So your daughter's blessed for having a mom who has two big elephant ears and will listen to good counsel.
We don't want to promote a failure to launch. We do want to promote failure to lurch, to get out there before you're ready.
Totally.
And so it's a very interesting balance. By the way, you said you had a bonus child.
Yeah, I do.
Latest book, here it is, Understanding and Loving Your Bonus Child.
Ah.
And it's all based on me seeing Carter and James and us blending our families. I didn't see them as stepkids. I saw them as my bonus kids. And I got to tell you something. They have been a bonus, a rich, wonderful blessing. And I think that's possible for everybody. That's the latest book. Also, we just released Understanding and Loving Your Child as a Single Parent. And this is not only good for single parents, but it's good for couples where you're the only one doing the parenting. So those are both available, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Now, let's go back to our calls, 1-800-229-3000, and let's go to Terry. Gaithersburg, Maryland, WAVA. How are you? And thanks for calling us.
Thank you. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good. I have a question. I've had, a friendship with a Christian friend of mine about 20 years. And we were just talking one day, and she just said, oh, your life is messed up, you know. And I defended myself. I said, no, I'm very optimistic. God is good, you know. So she said that, well, I don't really want to, I'm gonna call you. And we're playing phone tag, and she texted me back and said, I need to complete a spiritual cleanse. So I'll call you in 6 months. And that's very peculiar. So would you, in a situation like that, would you just let it go or wait for it? It's been 4 months now since I have not talked to her. She says, don't call me. So I'm not talking to anybody. And, don't text me unless it's absolutely necessary. So where do you go from there?
Yeah, you know, I think you honor her request, certainly. And, you know, maybe there's just something that she can't express or whatever. Hopefully, after 6 months, she's going to start calling some people. But I would just honor that 6 months. Let's hear from you, Sherry. What do you think?
You know, wise Dr. John's here today. And, you know, you wonder, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm saying, what happened? What is the what behind the why that you know of that she reacted with judgment, actually, towards you? Do you have any idea of what you might be sharing with her that could have prompted this, you know, turn in the road that's pretty, you know, pretty angled here? What's going on in your world?
Only thing I can think of is, like, I think it was like maybe like a year ago, she had she went through some kind of just training program or something, and I actually asked whether it was a spiritual hiatus or something, and I think she went to therapy or something. So that was, she says, well, call me back. She never did discuss it with me. She just, I called her and she says, listen, I can't talk now. I'm in a program for about 30 days. It's like, okay. then, you know, that was over, and I was asking, I said, you meet a lot of people, I know COVID is going on, so I was just curious, I said, you meet a lot of people, what did you learn? I never heard anything about, you know, she never shared with me what happened or
right,
what
right.
kind of
so
cult. I don't really know.
Could be, who knows, but I was asking about you. I mean, what did anything in your life, did you go off the rails? Did you do something that...
Something she might be referring to.
Yeah.
No, basically, only thing I did was defend myself. I said, okay. I disagree with you, and she said, my life is messed up.
So,
and I said, you can't say that about... I'm sorry.
Well, you know, if you disagree with somebody... then, you know, that's a cardinal sin there, right? No, I mean, we sometimes disagree with each other. Steve, John, and I, we have different thoughts, but my heart, I'm very sad that she judged you and you can't figure out, like, if some of us, you know, did something and then stirred the pot, then okay, we can kind of point back. Yeah. But what you're telling me is she went through some type of training and she's not well. She's gone deeper into judgment. Instead of how John started today, talking about Jesus, you know, grace and truth, she's not asserting that grace. She's got
right.
her own truth, which it's her perspective, but that doesn't mean it's true about you.
Right. I feel that way because in my heart, I feel that if you're close, and it was maybe back in... beginning of April, I just went to, you know, to visit. We had a good time, and I shared some prayers with her, you know, and I put labels in her Bible, of all the books of the Bible, because I sent it to her, and she never did it herself, but she says, I'm not good with scriptures, and I said, but you got to learn, you have to have that in your heart. That's how you can battle the enemy, is with the Word of God. That's your only weapon. So, I don't know, something in my heart tells me she was involved with some kind of mental cult or something, or it wasn't spiritual, put it
yeah.
like that. I don't see, because she has her mouth, her tongue needs to be delivered, because she didn't say my life is messed up, she said effed up, you know, and I thought that
yeah.
was like, wow.
Okay.
So, all I can
all
do
right.
is pray for her, and like you said, Gloria, I'm sorry.
No, well, I was just going to say, you have prayer. You are always available to her, and you give her grace, not judgment, that she gave you. You know, when anybody has some kind of affiliation with something that has to do with Christianity, and the end result isn't kindness, gentleness, just being respectful of the other person, when it's judgment, big problem there. John, any final thoughts here for her?
Yeah, I'm sorry you went through that. I did have three kind of nuggets for you. The first one is you got hit with what I would call a hit and run, or maybe a slam and scram.
You know, yeah.
She throws
so
this grenade at you,
yeah.
and she's gone, right? That's not how the Bible says we have conversations. So that was really off, and no wonder you got hurt. Second thing, yeah, I, like everybody else says on the team here, I'd give her last 2 months. I wouldn't be intrusive. Let her finish her 6 months and respect that. But I want you to do something kind of hard as the third one, and I think it would be something we all need. When you do have that, when you're done and you guys are sitting down, before you start with how much she hurt you, you know what I would do? I would say, we didn't get to finish a conversation. Tell me how effed up my life is. You know, healthy Christians aren't afraid of hearing stuff. You know, we're not fragile people. We've got the Lord behind us. So
right.
don't be defensive and say you can't say things to me. Just say, hey, I'm kind of interested. What in me is effed up? And whatever is true that she says, then change. Whatever is false, don't change. But don't be afraid of it.
Let's go.
Very
good counsel.
Yeah.
So glad you called. And I'm going to send you, well, how about I send you The Secrets Women Keep? I think that might be helpful. Dr.
For
Jill
6 months.
Wrote that. Yeah, for 6 months. Anyway, glad you called. And, man, so many times we take on what somebody puts on us versus just to realize this is not about me. We'll be right back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a quick reminder that three of our most popular workshops are being offered online in August. Don't miss your chance to experience healing and transformation at Every Man's Battle, Emotional Freedom, and Courageous Parents. It's a one-day online format from the convenience of your home. If you want to register or find out more, information is available at newlife.com. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, you know, somebody went to the Emotional Freedom Workshop that's online, and they said they helped me fully mend that torn portion of my heart. You know, if you want to be part of some mending, some great things that God is using us to do, and we're so grateful that God continues to use the ministry to help folks, well, help us help them and be part of this great thing that has been happening ever since 1988, if you can imagine that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to become a partner in what we're doing. Well, right now, how about we go to Scott? Wichita, Kansas is where he's calling from. Scott, how you doing today?
I guess I'm kind of locked up in my past, so to speak.
Okay, tell us about that.
I guess it'd be best to start at the beginning. I was born in 1971, and I don't smoke or haven't done drugs or any alcohol or anything. But I had 30 years ago, I had a relationship with a girlfriend, and basically it was a betrayal thing.
Yeah.
And it's been locked up in my mind ever since it took place.
She betrayed you?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, she went around the lake and a little town that I lived in, and it went. She had marital relations, I guess you could say, with someone besides me.
Oh, wow.
You got hurt. That's so tough. You got hurt, yeah. Man.
And who wouldn't be hurt? So what's the question for us here? We want to help you. How can we help?
Well, I got a lot of other things to talk about, too, caregiving and different things like that. Death of my family members and things. It's kind of all wrapped up in my mind.
Okay.
And so I know that I need to talk about it and to get free of it and maybe have a future beyond, you know, 51 years.
Right. So is that the question? How do you deal with all this stuff that's happened, the pain and all? What is the question?
Yes. Basically, you know, the death of my brother and my mother and stuff like that, it's all part of my history. And basically my mind is locked up.
Yeah, no, okay. I get it. Let me jump in here. You are my brother with another mother, sir. Scott, I too experienced the pain of sexual betrayal. And I can go back to that moment in time. And sadly, what happens, and this is a protective thing. I'm going to talk a little bit of just neuroscience in a second. The brain wires in a negative belief about yourself, not about the person who betrayed you, about yourself. What got wired in at the crime scene of the betrayal were beliefs like this: I'm not enough, I can't trust anyone, I can't trust my judgment, which I call the deadly duo. And those shame beliefs drove my behavior for a very long time. I healed broken. It would have been no different if somebody yanked my arm out of the socket and I never got it repaired and it just dangled on my body for the next 30 some years. I healed broken. And all the time, I talk to people, just like you, Scott, who've experienced sexual betrayal and just don't realize that there is a clear roadmap, trauma treatment path to healing. Like, you don't have to stay stuck to those negative beliefs. I do something called EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and I go right in to that surgery point, to that painful event, and work to change the beliefs from I'm not enough to I am enough, to I can't trust anyone, to I can choose whom to trust. I can't trust my judgment. Well, I can trust my judgment. I can get good friends around me. Do you know that when I got married almost 9 years ago, do you know that Dr. Townsend John was in my life, Steve was in my life, Mylon was in my life, and Kyle, who I married, kind of went through a fatherly spanking machine. Like, he had to be vetted in a way that, you know... He went through the gauntlet.
He sure did.
And I had to pull people around me, but let me tell you something, Scott. You can heal.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay stuck.
So what's the next step for him? The most powerful first step, next step. John, what are you thinking? Next step.
What's your name again? Scott? Scott. Wichita. I thought it was Witch, but it's Scott. Scott, are you a faith man? Do you believe in the Lord?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do.
Are you around a church that's a good church where people talk and love each other?
No.
All right. Is there a church near you in driving range that's a good church that you've heard good things of? Believe the Bible and love people. Wichita's a large town.
Yeah. Not one that I'm familiar with.
No, you don't have to be familiar, but if you've heard. Here's what I'm trying to say. It's all locked in your head, and Sherry kind of picks up on that, Scott. You're isolated. And you kind of said, maybe I need to get all this out. Well, you can't get it out with us right now because of, time and all that. But you need to have people in your life that can listen to all that pain and all these losses you've had. And what we've learned is that the more you share, the less the pain gets, and then you start solving problems. You need a pastor or a counselor, one or the other. If it's really severe, you got a counselor. If it's somebody who just needs to listen and love you, a pastor, but you need that immediately. So as soon as you get off the phone, call and say, I've never talked about this stuff. Who in your church can I talk to? And take it from there.
Yeah, and I always say this, that a guy that's struggling in any way, a great men's Bible study is a place to get the men around you that are all headed the same direction. And I hope that you'll be able to do that. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible. I hope that's going to be a great help to you.
Hey, Steve, could we send him my book, too?
Oh, Intimate Deception.
I had that down, too. That's okay. Absolutely. I think it'd be a good read.
Intimate Deception will help in that healing process. I want to mention that it's not too late to sign up for Intimacy in Marriage this weekend in Washington, D.C. Whether you hate each other or you just want a better marriage, it will definitely, 95% of the time, it has a tremendous impact. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And then we've got Every Man's Battle, Courageous Parenting, talking about working with your adult kids, and Emotional Freedom are all online in August. You can sign up now. And the brand new, I designed a brand new workshop called The Repurposed Life. And so that's September 24th. We've got a Ryan Cruz coming up October 6th through 13th. They just removed the vaccination requirement. So maybe you haven't signed up because you thought that was there. It's not there anymore. So come join us for an amazing, spectacular trip. If you want to join us here, 1-800-229-3000.
For handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.